the Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say woo!
Go time.
The boys are back in town, are they? Or is it the girls back in town? Doc Brown, he is away today, but we've got a wonderful, exceptional human being filling in for him. Also, a very good friend of mine. She's an amazing writer, comedian, actress, all-round talented human being. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tuesday Roundup, Maddie Ennall!
Woo! Thank you. That was nice.
Did you like that?
I loved that.
So good. I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
I haven't seen you for a little while.
I know.
A couple of months.
This year. Have I? I haven't seen you this year.
No, not this year at all.
Oh, happy new year.
So it's absolutely... Well, you too, darling. You too. It's so nice that you're feeling it. I'm really excited. So it's not the boys back in town today. Now
it's the girls.
Just us girls.
Oh, the girls.
Doc Brown is away again, as most people will know. He's shooting some show, doing something. But we're going to catch up with him a little bit later, around about 5:30 anyway, because we're going to be doing Pete from Pimlico, who you'll meet today for the first time. It's going to be brilliant. But he's going to be doing Rap About Anything, which Doc Brown normally does.
Okay.
So we're going to not tell Pete from Pimlico, but we're going to get Doc on the line to chat, listen, and then critique.
That's great.
Isn't that horrible? Isn't that a mean thing to do to someone? We're all about being mean. No, we're not. We're about being nice. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah, it's busy. Life's busy, man. January's gone, pretty much.
Bloody hell.
And I kind of think, should I have achieved more? Probably not. I've done all right, man. I've done all right. My January's been good. It's been full. And I've just stepped out of the working the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Just officially, finally done it. So now I'm official. I guess you can say I'm a comedian now, right?
Amazing.
An actress. Amazing. A comedy actress.
Well, because last time you came on FUBAR was, I think it might have been the last time we're here, or it was definitely the first time that we probably met anyway, was when you were here promoting your show, the dating show.
That's right. Diary of a Dating Addict. Yeah.
Which is brilliant, and smashed it up in Edinburgh. And then you've been doing the shows in London as well, and it's been
killing it. So. I'm doing my show Diary of a Dating Addict at the Soho Theatre 21st of March to 23rd, a little cheeky run, and then doing a new show at the minute. Yeah. Don't ask me what it is, because it's in my head, but it's not on paper.
It's not on paper yet.
Nah. So there's good things going. I've got things in development. It's which is what comedians and actors say, right?
Of course. Projects.
Yeah, projects. So many projects.
You were just saying very sneakily, quietly before that you got a part yesterday.
Are you allowed to say? No.
We can't say. You got a part in a show. That's all we can say. Keep an eye out. Watch your TV non-stop, 24 hours a day.
All the time, and you'll see me.
Yeah.
It's good. And I feel like I've done a lot for January, but I've got to the end of January now and I've just gone, oh, man, I'm tired.
I can't believe you like full on come out the gates swinging and like so ambitious already in January. I'm like really, really easing into it.
Really slow. I think that's my problem though. I did it the wrong way around, because I started like 2nd of January. I was like in the gym. I was like back 4 mile running on the 3rd. I was on it. I was writing. And now it's got to the end of January and I'm like,
shit, need a break.
Yeah, let's break.
Need a break.
Let's have a rest. But no, it's all good. It's all exciting stuff.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, well, today is actually a very, very exciting day. I'm going to let you know up next, but we're about to throw a massive party in here.
Best day for me to come in.
Absolutely.
There's shots everywhere.
We probably can get shots. The lovely people at Disaronno have sent us booze and stuff before.
Oh, let's do that.
And vodka they've sent us.
Guys, let's do that.
Yeah. We are literally about to throw a party. We'll let you know.
I'm so excited. I've got a present for you.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, can't you put a birthday party without a present?
No.
I can't wait. All right, we're going to kick off the show with Little Kim, as chosen by Maddie.
Thank you.
Our light is up. I love this one. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Don't go anywhere.
I come from Bed-Stuy. The niggas either do or they gon' die. Gotta keep the ratchet close by. Someone murdered. Nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just another funeral service. Niggas will get at you. Come through shining, they at you. In broad daylight, kidnap you. Best get clapped through. Police stay on us like tattoos. Niggas only grind cause we have to. Money is power. Sling crack weed and powder. Fiends come through every hour. It's all about that dollar. And we no deal with cowards. Weak lamb get devoured by the lion in the concrete jungle. The strong stand and rumble. The weak fold and crumble. It's the land of trouble. Brooklyn, home of the greatest rappers. Big comes first and the cream comes after. Now butcher.
lighters up. Detroit, put your lighters up. Chi-town, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters
up. Let me give you a walkthrough, show you what to do and you don't do. Where's not safe to go to? The boys approach you. Better say quick who you close to. Don't come through if niggas don't know you. Cause people is talking, the streets is watching. The G's is lurking, that's the nine in the garbage. The life of a hustler, the life of a gambler. Dice games kill more niggas than cancer. You know who you fuck with. Brooklyn don't run, we run shit. Roll up and just bum rush it. We don't play that out in BK, not at all. 4 pound, leave your face on a wall. R.I.P. in memory of. Never show thy enemies love. We get it on where we live. Better have a pass when you cross that bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Put your lighters up. L.A., put your lighters up. V.A., put your lighters up. Texas, keep putting your lighters up.
New Orleans,
put your lighters up.
St. Louis,
put your lighters up.
ATL,
keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But fuck it, bartender, you can give me one more.
We in the club like.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall.
Lighting the Dutch
like.
And
I'm never gonna smoke no more.
Passing the bub like.
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like.
Bartender, you can give me one more.
See, Big Dad told you I'm the hottest bitch on the planet. Biggest sex symbol since Janet. The Zanotti bandit. Laying in a cut like a bandage. Come through Fulton Street in the Vanquish. Doing the damage. And if you don't understand it, then let me give it to you in Spanish.
Soy la señorita más linda del barrio. Sigo en agua fuera despacio.
Still over in Brazil sipping Moscato. You must have forgot though. So I'ma take you back to the block, yo. Put you on a how we rock, yo. Summer boosting. 12-year-olds prostituting. Hit me hired for execution. There's no solution. Niggas still piss in the hallways, fiends get high in them all day. The youth them bang at the cops off the roof. You don't know, my town is the truth. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Now put your lighters up.
New Jersey,
put your lighters up.
Boston,
put your lighters up.
Beaumont,
keep putting your lighters up.
Miami,
put your lighters up.
Puerto Rico,
put your lighters up.
Kingston, Jamaica,
keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But fuck it, bartender, you can give me one more.
We in the club like.
Damn, homie, I'm so tall.
Lighting the Dutch like.
I'm never gonna smoke no more.
Passing the bub like.
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like.
Bartender, you can give me one more.
See.
You're on FUBAR. It is the Tuesday roundup. It's Hugh Joseph. We've got Maddie Ann Holt, the wonderful Maddie Ann Holt, filling in for Doc Brown today.
I'm really excited about the penis collada that's just been handed to us.
I know. This is so, well, you are really having a good time. You're sitting there. There's a red button, which you really desperately want to push.
Yeah, I really want to push it. Can I?
Because you're in the studio. Well, it does kind of screw things up for a little while.
Okay, not yet. No, not yet.
You can push it if you want. They won't mind.
Can I do it?
Really? Maybe not, actually.
No. I'm too scared of it. Everybody just started. Let's just wait till I...
But also the Twitter. You're having a great time. You've got the iPad. You're in control of the FUBAR Twitter.
Yeah, and email.
For the show and the email. How's that working out? Apparently you just went, oh shit, I'm not supposed to do that. What happened? What did you do?
Oh, I just took total control of the FUBAR Twitter, so it's just good. Happily retweeting and tweeting my own tweets.
This is a great chance to tweet it. You want to tweet in, it's at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com, and who knows what Maddie Holt's going to write back. It could be anything at all.
Anything and everything.
Or maybe you just want to say hi. You just want to say hi to Maddie.
Yeah, I do. Make me feel at home.
Or maybe you want to join our party. We are just about to throw a big party in the studio, which is why our lovely producers bought some weird little pina colada pre-mixed drinks.
In a tin.
Really, really is. Oh, and there's a phone call coming through. We should probably figure out let you know exactly what's going on. We are celebrating today, officially. Today is my 1 year anniversary. Woo! Being here on air at FUBAR Radio. It's my first birthday party. Woo! What a year it's been.
What a year.
There's been highs.
Highs.
Mostly from Michael Payne. Most of the highs came from him. He's a naughty man. We love him. We love him. No, it's been such an amazing year. Massive shout out to everybody that works at FUBAR, all the guests, everyone involved, the producers, all the people, co-hosts, all the guests.
Yeah.
I've had an incredible time. And it's a big achievement just to tick off a year in any job.
Huge, man.
Overseas, you know, especially in somewhere like London.
Yeah.
I feel really, really lucky and proud and happy that it's been a year.
And still, you cry?
I am a little bit. I'm a little bit emotional.
It's cool. Just let it out.
Really?
Yeah.
See if I can try and cry.
you can't just make the sound.
Way easier than I thought. I thought that was going to be like, there is someone on the line. I don't know who it is, but hello?
Yo.
Who's that?
Who do you think?
Oh, I know that voice. Deep, husky voice. Sounds like it's from the streets. That must be Mum. How are you?
How are you doing?
Did you
make your bed before you left the trap house today?
No. No.
No?
No, I didn't.
You know I don't like... Yeah, you used to see all our customers coming around for their drugs. Wait a minute, are you on the radio?
Oh, yeah, we are. Michael Payne, you're
right,
a bad
sorry.
Man.
That's what I just
said. Michael Payne, how are you, mate? Lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Happy year anniversary, mate.
It's bloody good. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Well, it's 365 days that they haven't been able to get rid of you.
No, I'm too quick. I'm like a child. Whenever they try, I just kind of like duck away or some shit, get under a table or something like that. Yeah, good luck
real,
with that.
For real.
Oh, that's nice. So what's been your favourite part of me?
Oh, am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Absolutely.
No, I won't. I like to create an air of mystery. I'd say your stories are great, man.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the one where we met?
That story.
That was a great one,
still,
wasn't it?
It's still being written, bro.
Yeah, isn't it still being written?
Still being written.
We're both pretty fucking slack. That's why we met like a long time ago. We're still writing the story of how we met. And we'll get around to it.
It ends like Romeo and Juliet.
I just got told something in my ear from the producers that apparently you have a song that you wanted to sing to me, apparently.
Oh, no, the devil is a liar, bro.
Really, that's what I heard. I just got told you got a song. What is it? I can't wait to find out. I'm so excited. This is making my day.
I'm excited.
Michael Payne is going to sing me a song for my 1 year anniversary now.
Who's that other voice that I'm hearing?
We've got an amazing comedian and actress, Maddie Anholtz, filling in for Doc today.
Hey.
How you doing, Maddie?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Should we just make this a conversation between us and just sort of cut you out?
Yeah, no, I'm just excited about your song. What, did you write
so
it?
Or,
like, how did you come up with it?
Literally fashioned out of thin air.
Oh my God, this is incredible. Mm. Okay.
Just like the concept.
Are you going to do it now or...?
Probably later.
Later?
Probably later, yeah. Hit me back up. Second year anniversary.
Oh, you're a legend. Oh, thank you, mate. It's really, really nice to hear your voice.
Oh, likewise.
I miss you so much.
Oh, man, I see you on Friday.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you on Friday.
Yeah. Good guy. Take that back right now.
Oh, thanks, legend.
I love you, bro.
Oh, I'll see you
on Friday.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye,
right,
bye. Bye, Maddie.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, I'm Michael Payne. He'll be on FUBAR tomorrow night with Harley from Rizzle Kicks doing their Payne and Sylvester show, 4 to 6.
Yeah.
That was nice. What a good birthday party. Should we have a pina colada?
Yeah. Can you open mine? Because I don't want to break my nails.
Sure.
Just have my nails done.
Oh, you could have, if you were smart like me, you'd get real deal shellac done.
It is real deal shellac, my darling. Look.
Oh, mine don't break. Mine are fine.
Look at those.
Just us girls.
Just us girls. Oh. Yeah.
This is great. Cheers.
Cheers. Do you know?
A little party, 1 year anniversary.
Thank you. This. Woo! Pina colada. I like pina colada.
Maddie, don't.
Mmm.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
holy
it's quite strong.
Really strong.
It's really strong. Or is it just...
Oh, my God. Bloody hell.
That is insanely strong.
It's
Marks
really...
Spencer,
it's kind of nicer. It reminds me of the first time I got fingered on the beach.
Does it?
All the memories come flooding back.
Yeah. Kind of like a little... leaves a little taste in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
From them. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. How are you feeling? Are you feeling like everyone's celebrating you enough?
Kind of. I don't know. Has anybody tweeted any nice messages or anything? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Anyone? Did my mum?
Yeah.
We got an email. Apparently, we got one email.
Oh,
yes.
I know that's a retweet. From me.
Maddie keeps retweeting everything.
Hold on. Got an email. It says no mail here. I'm good at this job. No, we've got no mail on my side.
All right.
But in the meantime... Hold on. In the meantime, I can give you something.
Yeah?
Don't... You know you're just talking there about your memories about getting fingered on the beach.
Yeah.
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 It's sort of links. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you've got some sand.
Hold on.
And we're going to recreate the whole thing.
No? Right. Because I wanted to get you... oh, that sounded like things just got...
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. So I wanted to get you like some party poppers or something, and then I figured that your producers might get really pissed off.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So
the mess.
Instead... shit, it's now really light in here, though, so it doesn't really work. I got you...
Oh, glow sticks.
Glow sticks.
You can't have a party without glow sticks.
Because...
Oh, Harry Mega party mix.
Yeah, that's
holy
why. Yeah.
Definitely the party now. All right, I'm getting my glow stick.
Yeah, see, now, for radio, it would have been better to get party poppers, right? Because I could have made the...
Oh, we might have, yeah.
Oh, here's an email.
We got an email.
All right. Hold on. This is really freaking slow. Yeah, are you feeling
this? Is it working?
This?
Yeah. I'm just going to get my glow sticks.
Okay,
good.
I feel like they're not going to work.
Oh, really? Oh, here we go. Actually, it's popped up on this screen. Apparently, someone says Clara. Clara?
Clara.
Maybe it's Clara. anyway, she's very sweetly written. Congrats, Hugh, on your 1 year. Keep up the great work. Here's to the next 50 years.
Oh. Damn,
well, baby.
Shit got real at the end of that one, didn't it?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, apparently there's people coming in to join the party. Yeah, come on in. Yeah.
They can all have sips on my can.
Absolutely. Here we go, I'm getting my glow sticks out.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, it's the whole team. So, hello.
Oh, look at this. It's cards.
Oh, there's cards? Oh, my God. There's microphones everywhere.
We just kind of wanted to say a special day for you. And we just wanted to kind of present you with some things and sing you a little song.
Yes.
Did we want to sing?
Yeah. Oh, please, yeah. Please. I'll put down.
Everybody, we know we're singing.
Glow sticks. Oh, my God. This is
okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Hugh Joseph.
Happy birthday to you.
We got you some cards.
Oh,
well.
This is the best first birthday ever. The last one was crap. I don't remember a thing. I think I got too drunk.
Aww.
Oh, bless. Oh, Ruby wedding anniversary. are you flirting? It's Will. Of course he's flirting. Cheers for everything. Written over the inscription in the middle. Thanks, Will. Thanks, Will. Hasn't got like attention seeking issues or anything at all. No, I want to write, I want to write. Oh, you guys are so nice. Look how many cards there are. Did I do something to the phone or?
No.
I turned it off. That's so nice. Thank you all so much. I really have had the best year.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Hugh.
I feel like that's one really,
it's really been the best
see.
Fucking Will.
This is from Adam.
Oh, the golden shower anniversary.
That is the first. Oh. That is the traditional first anniversary, the golden shower one.
Oh,
so you know.
So
and that'll
beautiful.
Be coming up later in the show.
Aww.
When you least expect it.
Thank you. You lovely, beautiful man. Here's to our first year together. And many, many more, but not too many, please. There is a limit to how much I can see you. And but I can't read that last bit, but I'm sure it's funny because the rest was great. Oh, you guys are so nice. That is the best. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, have a good show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry. Thank you so much. That was the nicest thing ever.
I feel weird for intruding on this such a special day.
Yeah, I do. I feel really weird for you too.
Oh,
cheers, darling.
Oh, cheers. Oh, happy birthday.
Amazing.
Woo.
Oh, I feel really, really special.
You should, because you're a special person.
Oh, that was nice. Well, it's another pretty big day, kind of, for me today as well.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you about it up next. It is a very, very big day. It's actually Australia Day today.
Oh, no. What?
But I've got massive beef with it.
Okay.
So I'm going to sort of celebrate it and then quickly not celebrate it and then maybe celebrate it and then quickly not celebrate it again. But I'll tell you why up next. Won't get too heavy, I promise. Yeah, but then we're going to line it up with some fun.
Okay.
We're
going
to prank call someone on the show today. It could be more heavy than that. You're on FUBAR.
Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember? All we did was care for each other. But the night was warm, we were bold and young.
Major Lazer teaming up with DJ Snake, Lean On There, featuring Mole Your FUBAR. It is the Tuesday roundup. We've got Maddie Ann Holt filling in for Doc Brown.
On a special day.
It was a special. Well, we are going to jump into some Australia Day business shortly, but just first, it is my 1 year anniversary today on FUBAR on air. We got another tweet in from Stephen Fulham saying, "Bon anniversary, Hugh. What's the most Australian thing you can do on air to celebrate?" Probably say the C word. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Which we're not really allowed to do.
Are you not?
No. Not really. But that's probably the most Australian thing I could do.
Go on then.
You fucking can't do that on air. All right? Yeah. Is that close enough?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. I am having a lovely birthday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you feel spoiled?
I do feel really, really spoiled. I can't remember. I was trying to remember, like, birthday parties when I was younger, and I can't remember. The only ones I can really ever really remember, like the bad ones for some reason.
Yeah, but those are the ones that scar you and stick in your mind and haunt your dreams forever.
Yeah, like I know my 16th, like when my parents put on a big do and like not many people showed up. And then I left halfway through it and went to another house party.
But that's hardcore.
Left whoever was at my house, I left them there and I bounced.
No, that's pretty hardcore, Hugh. Old school Hugh. Because I'm a twin.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I shared mine, and I was like, when I was like 10 or 11, I had so much sass, man. Like, so much fucking finger clicking, like, so much sass. I remember my 10th or my 11th, I was like, do you know what? This is bullshit. I'm not sharing my birthday anymore. I'm not doing it, man. Like, we shared a freaking womb. I'm not sharing a birthday.
Yeah.
So the agreement was that it would be my birthday from something like 8 o'clock in the morning until like 2 p.m.
Oh.
And then my brother would take the rest of it, and then we would share the last little bit in the evening. And I was like, yeah, man, this is wicked. But then it got to 2 o'clock, and they're like, okay, Maddie, it's not your birthday anymore, it's Tom's birthday. And it was terrible. It was terrible.
Were you having it at all, or did you just like try to train wreck his?
I freaking it was my decision, but that stuck in my mind as, you know, don't be so fucking selfish.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson.
What did you do for years after that? Would you have birthdays together, or would you try to sabotage his party so yours was better?
No, because we'd have joint parties.
But what about the one where you split it? Was there like, did you have different friends coming and stuff like that? Or
Yeah.
Was your party better?
Do you know what? I don't think it was, because I think I got the morning one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even when you're 10, people are like, no, I'm not coming to that.
No,
I'm not coming. I've got Nickelodeon to watch. And you'd be like, oh, come on. Yeah. You can go to the swimming pool and have to eat ice cream. No one wants to eat ice cream, Hugh, at 10 o'clock in the morning.
They really don't. Even kids. But you get sick. Funny thing I've seen with kids' parties over the years, where I've been to like kids' parties for my friends that have kids and stuff like that, is like a lot of people really try to outdo each other.
Yeah.
With like the type of stuff, you know, where like it might start off with like a jumping castle, or someone's got a pony or some shit like that, and then someone's got like little Pee-wee 50 motorbikes for the kids, and it just gets more and more and more out of control to the point where it's like not even about the kids at all.
Yeah, no.
Like not even about the kids.
I used to work actually as a children's entertainer. Where,
did you? Yeah. Holy shit, why are we learning this now and not having my birthday party live with Maddie Ann Holt, the fairy magician, clown, pony, petting zoo?
All of those things. And then one of them was, it was a company that had, you know, they have like mini Ferraris for bratty kids. Like,
yeah.
You know, Kim Kardashian's kid will have a mini Ferrari. So it was like that, but it was like monster trucks, like mini monster trucks. And they would come to your party and they'd build a whole rig and they'd have monster trucks.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
So my job, it was so shit. I had it for like 2 months. Was to just basically be in charge of making sure all of these monster trucks and stuff kept on the course.
Ugh.
But when you've got like 7-year-old kids driving mini monster trucks, all you get is broken feet, like broken toes, riding over your toes, covered in bruises. I was like, nah, man, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh, damn.
The jobs we did.
When did you stop doing that?
Sort of last week.
What was like the main thing, your go to thing that people would book you for?
What, as a children's entertainer?
Yeah.
No, well, that was kind of. Sort of it, really. I did loads of stuff, like fairies and...
Can you please do something for me?
I don't
please.
Know.
There's got to be something we can do. There's got to
be. I'm really
be.
Good at face painting.
Are
if you?
You
can get some face paints.
Okay, we can do that, for sure.
I'm really good at face painting.
Well, it's got no party like a face paint portrait. Yeah.
So I can do that, for sure. I'm a sick face painter.
Done. Okay. Well, while we organise how Maddie's going to children's entertain me, and we need more booze too. So if anyone's bringing us, we've got pina coladas nearly done.
Yeah.
If anyone's just putting it out there, I don't know who's listening, how far away you are. I don't know. Just assume it's going to work.
You know, celebrates any
all of that.
Yeah.
So okay, Maddie's going to figure out something she's going to do children's entertainment for my birthday party. And now why don't we hear? Because I love stories of like, you know, whether children's parties have got, you know, have been like amazingly awkward or something incredible happened or something we completely pear-shaped.
Yeah.
If you've got a great children's story, children's birthday story, tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And it maybe happened to you, or maybe your kids, or maybe your party that you went to. Could mean anything like that.
And hold on, Daniela has emailed in and she said, yo, I've sent you a basket of mini muffins because I know how much you'd like them. We love you, Hugh. Love, Daniela.
Bless.
Daniela.
Mini muffins. Do I love
sweet.
Mini muffins? I do love mini. How can you not love mini muffins?
Sweet.
That is really, really sweet, isn't it? Aww. All right. Well, I get your tweets in. We'll get your stories up very soon. And here's some Ella. Ia? Or did you say Ia? Ella.
Yeah.
Ia? Irie. Ella Irie, man.
Oh, man.
That's how you spell it. E-Y-R-E. No? No one's going with that? He's deeper on Fever.
I need to dig a little deeper. I can't say that. I won't say it back. Steve Mould's coming on the show. Yep. It's a good mate of mine. He does Festival of Spoken Nerd, which is like science and math. Maths. Why did I say math?
I don't know.
Oh, Hollywood now, I'm in the big shot chair.
Yeah, you want to sort of... Math. You're going to use this as a demo tape for American producers.
They're like, what's a math?
Like, I loved it until they started talking about maths.
What's a math?
What the hell is a maths?
Why would he say hello to a magpie?
I don't understand.
What's a
flub? You'll never make it in this town.
You look like a New York agent in a role deck.
I like Guy Lee. He's got chutzpah in his kid.
He really takes on the physicalization.
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Maddie Ann Holt, the wonderful, lovely, incredibly talented Maddie Ann Holt, filling in for Doc Brown today.
Thanks. What shoes to
Which
fill?
We love. I know. Yeah.
I used to have the biggest crush on Doc Brown.
Did you really?
Yeah. Don't tell him.
Well, we definitely am going to tell him because he's going to join us in about an hour. Why don't you anymore? What happened?
No, I do. I still do. But you know, I feel like with the kids and the whatever, back off.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not one of those women.
Yeah.
I just back off.
Not going to be a homewrecker. Not today.
No. It's not my style. Not my style. But nice guy. Once met him at Latitude Festival and was so flustered. I went, so you camping? You camping here? And he went, yeah, just put my tent up. And I went, and that was
Oh, that's so good. Brilliant. I can imagine the look on his face. That's so good. Classic duck gag. Classic duck gag. Oh, this is going to get so good.
So good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, party, man. I think we should have a full 4 till 6 party.
Well, we are. If you have just joined us, we're celebrating. Today's officially my 1 year anniversary of being on air here at FUBAR. So we are having a little party in the studio. And Doc's going to join us in about an hour. So definitely going to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. Yeah, we'll catch up with Doc and see what he's doing. But today also, apart from being my 1 year anniversary, which I'm having a lovely time. Everyone's been super nice and tweeting and emailing in and stuff. Thank you very much. Today's also Australia Day.
Mm-hmm.
26th of January, which is a big party over in Australia. But a lot of people have, and here's my beef with it, I'm not going to go too much into it.
Okay.
Right, because you were even saying, oh, I don't even really know what Australia Day is. Which I was like, probably interesting, because not only do probably a vast majority of British people don't really understand what Australia Day is, a lot of Australians don't even understand. They just go, yeah, it's a party. Let's like have a barbecue and get pissed and and celebrate. It's a great country, Australia.
Yeah.
Australia.
It's like America. Australia.
But this is why, in fact, we need to do this for this segment, because this, in my opinion.
Oh, no. Yo, oh no, you didn't.
Okay, no, they didn't. All right, now this is our weekly segment, of course, where people do shit that make us scratch our heads and go, "What the fuck?" Mm-hmm. I'm giving today's "No, they didn't" out to Australia Day, specifically being on the 26th of January. I'm not going to go too heavy into it, but I generally don't really celebrate it because the actual date, January 26th, was the date that the first fleets from Britain came to Australia. and started the genocide of Jesus. Australian Aboriginals, right? That is the actual date.
Jesus.
So a lot of people are like, yeah, maybe it's not the best day to celebrate Australia
of all
Day.
Of them.
Of all of them. So, like, there's a lot of people really vying to change the date. As I said, it's a really, really bad day, 26th of January. If you want to go and do your, I won't go too heavy into it, but you want to go and do your research on it, it's worthwhile looking into because it's really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it's good to acknowledge when things like this happen. But this day's like the 1901, January 1st, was the actual official day where Australia was officially called the Commonwealth of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like make more sense to celebrate Australia Day on something like that, in my opinion.
Well, should we petition? Should we get a 38 degrees petition going to change the day?
Well, I think so. I mean, it's happening. Like, it's looking like, you know, I don't know, it may not ever happen or it may happen. Hopefully it does, because it is it's a really weird day.
Mm.
It's a really bad day to celebrate. You know, being unified as a country, it is pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. But another thing, a lot of people don't know about Australians is little things like just understanding what they say.
Mm.
Ever. So here's a little help how to understand Australian.
Australia. Football.
Footy.
Tennis ball.
Tenno.
Biscuit.
Bicky.
Chocolate.
Chockey.
Chocolate.
Biscuit.
Chockey Bicky.
Mm.
McDonald's.
Maccas.
Laptop.
Lappy.
ACDC.
Akadaka.
Devastated.
Ever.
Definitely.
Defo.
Morning tea.
Monos.
No one has ever said
that. I say that all the time. What time is it? Monos. Get a Bicky.
Afternoon.
Arvo.
This afternoon.
Savo.
Dinner.
Dindins.
Breakfast.
Brekkie.
Service station.
Servo.
Petrol.
Petty.
Bottle shop.
Bottler.
Tomorrow. Bowling club.
Bolo.
Garbage man.
Garbo.
Postman.
Posty.
RSL.
Ari.
Or.
Ristle.
Smoke break.
Smoker.
Registration.
Rego.
Aggressive.
Agro.
Pregnant.
Preggers.
Wollongong.
Legong.
Swimming costume.
Cozzy.
Mosquito.
Mozzie.
Tracksuit pants.
Tracking pants.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Birthday.
Birthday.
Musician.
Music.
U-turn.
Yui.
You're from out west.
Westie.
Facebook.
Facey.
Vegetarian.
Veggie.
Cab driver.
Cabby.
Lipstick.
Lippy.
Sunglasses.
Sunnies.
Present.
Prezi.
Christmas.
Chrissy.
Christmas present.
Chrissy Prezi.
St. Vincent de Paul.
Vinnies.
The Salvation Army.
Salvos.
Cup of tea.
Cuppa.
Is that British?
We are British.
Avocado.
Avo.
Have an avocado.
Have an avo.
There you go. So it's going to give you a little insight into how to understand why Australians abbreviate literally everything.
So my conclusion to that is you just put an E or an O on the end of anything.
Yeah.
And then it's Australian.
People's names too, like Robert would be Robbo, Maddie would be Maddo, Hugh is Hugh-o. everything. It's
okay,
really
that's pretty simple. I think I got it.
Australia! What we want to do the most Australian British thing that we can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie and I, we are going to prank call up next a walkabout pub.
That's so exciting.
And try to prove that Australians are really cultured.
Yeah.
It's going to go pear-shaped. Can't wait. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on Australia Day. So I use this day to acknowledge, show respect to Indigenous Australians that went through a horrendous time. I want to play an Aboriginal song. This was a massive hit in the early 90s in Australia. It's from a band called Yothu Yindi,
mm-hmm.
And it's called Treaty, and it's a fucking brilliant song.
Okay.
So that's going out to Australia Day. All right. And then when we come back, we are going to prank a walkabout. I fucking can't wait.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. You're on FUBAR, so choose your roundup.
Well, I heard it on the radio, and I saw it on the television. Back in 1988, all those talking politicians were so easy, were so cheap. Much cheaper than our priceless land. My promises can disappear, just like writing in the sand. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Treaty, yeah, treaty now. Given up. This land was never bought and sold. The planting of the Union Jack.
never changed style or at all. Now two rivers run their course, separated for so long. I'm dreaming of a brighter day when the waters will be one. Come on,
GDA.
Yo, I'm Fubar. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you, and we've got Maddie and Hole filling in for Doc Brown today. Are you having a good time?
I'm having such a good time. I honestly think this pina colada is freaking strong, man.
It is. You've gone. Your cheeks have gone a bit rosy.
Yeah.
We got brought pina coladas for celebrating my 1 year anniversary on Fubar today. Yeah. Having a first birthday and doing it proper by getting pissed.
Yeah.
Doing it proper. But also Australia Day, as we've just been chatting about. And yep. So what we want to do now, we have just gone through a couple of the certain things that Australians say, which mm-hmm. basically just abbreviate everything.
Yeah.
Things like chocolate biscuit is just bicky.
Choco bicky.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Service station, servo.
Yeah.
It's all things like that. You basically just abbreviate it.
What's computer?
Pudo.
Pudo.
Well, a laptop is a lappy.
Yeah.
We probably say that. We probably say that here, don't we?
Lappy tea.
Lappy tea. No. Yeah. Lappy's no. A lap dance here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to get those confused. No. Yeah. IT store. What? Got some sweaty 35-year-old fat man giving you a sexy dance?
Clean out my keys.
No, don't want that at all. But you're a character actress. So as you've come across it in your experience, is an Australian accent a hard one to do?
Yeah, do you know what? Because it's you're going to say, no, this is totally wrong, but Australian is really close to Kiwi.
Right.
Like, for us Brits, it is pretty close. So I remember doing one. I had a character called Paloma Friel, and I was doing it, and someone was like, God, this Kiwi is incredible. And I'm like, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, you racist.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I take it.
Well, a majority of people that I just come across when I'm out and about and stuff think I'm either Kiwi or South African.
No, see, I know my South Africans.
Yeah.
I know my South Africans. I know my Afrikaners.
Yeah.
So I know.
Not anything like that.
No, it's totally different.
Well, this is good. We're gonna prank a walkabout right now to prove. We want to prove to them that we Australians are quite cultured.
Yeah.
So we're going to be a married couple.
Yeah, I'm going to be super posh Brit.
Yep, and I'm going to be super posh Australian.
Yeah.
Super posh. Cultured.
Yeah.
I love doing these live calls as well because they quite often go so pear-shaped. See? No, there's something weird happening there. We've got a dial tone. That's all right. We've got technical people in the studio.
No,
we
know what they're doing.
While we're doing that, let's have cheers.
Oh, cheers. Mine's nearly done.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm drinking really fast.
Mm. Well, we have got a kids' party email to read out as well from Marcus, which is pretty funny.
Okay.
So we'll do that after.
Yeah. Are we having problems with it? All right.
Okay. Well, shall I read this kids' party thing up?
Yeah, please keep your tweets coming in. Okay. It's at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And we've been asking if you've got crazy, wild, weird stories about kids' birthday parties, because today's my first birthday.
Yeah, whether it's your kids or you as a kid. So this one's from Marcus, who said he had a birthday party at Wimpy's restaurant. I don't know if you can call Wimpy a restaurant. It's not really. It's a fast food joint, isn't it? And enjoyed a delicious bender in a bun. If you haven't had one, you haven't lived. Is that... Now, your producer said, no, that's actually a real dish on the menu, a bender in a bun.
Bender in a bun? Because it literally just sounds like someone getting really fucked up in a hot dog suit.
Yeah, but like bender is a horrible word for a homosexual.
Really?
Do you not know
that? Oh, well, for me, a bender is more like a big night out. Like, you go on a bender.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I guess, a bender, you can be a derogatory term, can't it? Yeah.
But, like, yeah, for 90s school kids, you'd be like, oh, you fucking bender.
Yeah. All right. Because if somebody came up to me, and this is good to learn these things, if somebody came up to me and goes, hey, do you want a bender? I go, shit, yeah, let's go and get wild. Let's go and get wild. Next thing you know, miscommunication led to a very face uncomfortable down, long-term up. Relationship.
Oh, God, this studio's hot.
It is. It is boiling in here.
I think, honestly, it's just this penis colada. And honestly, I know I've said it. This penis colada is extremely strong for a Marks and Spencer in a can.
I know. What did they say? I did like this as well, that it said expertly blended by Marks and Spencer.
Yeah, of course.
It's only 8%.
All right, well, we're not too far away from getting that walkabout on the line. We are going to prank call a walkabout because it's Australia Day, and that's just what you do on Australia Day. Do you want to hear a really, really Australian song? Have you heard of John Farnham?
Yes.
John Farnham. So this is You're the Voice by John Farnham. Big tune.
Okay.
Big tune.
Bring it.
And then we'll fix our technical difficulties and we will get Walkabout on the line up there. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Nothing more iconic Australian in Britain to prank than a walkabout, is it?
Shepherd's Bush.
Shabu!
Gotta make ends meet before we get much older.
John Farnham. You're the voice on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph and Maddie Anholt with you. She's filling in for Doc Brown.
Yeah.
And yes, that was our for our little shout out to Australia Day today.
I love that tune, man.
It's a big tune, isn't it? Mm. Big one. Is that, was that popular over here? Someone was producing that. Was
top
saying
10?
That was
yeah.
Big tune over here. Wow. Well, the time's come. We are now about to, we're going to prank a walkabout, the Shepherd's Bush, Shebu.
Shebu.
which
we discussed is full of Australians.
Full of Australians.
I said Ellesfield or Wimbledon, but that's kind of more Saffers.
Mm. Well, we're going to try to prove that Australians are a bit more cultured than a bit of a stereotype.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, I'm excited. So I'm going to take it first, okay?
Yep. Definitely going to be busy today, aren't they?
Yeah, this is very busy. Keep swinging. Come on, pick up the phone, guys.
What happens when you do Fly by the City of Pants Radio?
guys.
Come on. Hello, I'll walk them out.
Pick it up.
That was me. That was just me.
Oh.
So this is what happens when we just do things on the fly.
Mm-mm. If not this one, then we should ring the Wandle in Ellesfield, which is a smaller pub but full of.
Really? Okay. Can we do that? Can we call that one?
Do that one because then they will pick up because it's smaller.
Shepherd's Bush is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Maddie's got an idea.
Do the Wandle in Ellesfield, but the thing is, we want a natural Australian to pick up. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you reckon is there many Australians at work at the walkabouts?
Yeah, let's do the Wandle.
The Wandle. I like it. It's a good name. Wandle.
Many a night in there. This is good that we're having this conversation on air.
Don't you think? Yeah, it's really good chat. How about sport and weather and all those great things?
Okay, Wandle, Ellesfield. I have had many a night out there. I used to live right by it.
Whereabouts is it again?
Ellesfield,
okay. Yeah, all right, here we go. Okay. This is it. We're going to prank them. Prove Aussies. Cultured and posh. We can do it.
Hello, the Wandle speaking.
Oh, hello. I was just wondering if you could help me, actually. I would like to come down there tonight to celebrate Australia Day with my husband. Actually, let me just put him on. He wants to ask some questions. One second.
Okay.
Yeah, fucking hello.
Hello.
Hey, here you go. Hey, me and the missus, we want to come down for Australia Day, but we just want to make sure it's not going to be like, you know, any of that real typical Aussie, like, you know, bogan chavvy shit. Like, we're cultured, you know. We don't want to come down and be Mike's all fucking riffraff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got a quiz on tonight.
Oh,
so.
What's it about? Like, is it like a real Australian quiz, or is it like, you know, something good like 17th century history or something, like, you know, I'm going to fucking get into, you know?
It's not an Australia quiz, no. It's just like a general quiz. I don't know if there's any. There might be an Australian question in there, but it's just kind of general.
Right.
Like a picture round, like science round.
Yeah. All right. Well, what about food? Because, you know, I don't want to eat that Australian shit. You know what I mean? Like sausage in white bread. Have you got like rye bread or something I can put? You know, fucking. You know, fuck. Yeah. I'm just, you know, we're fucking cultured, mate. I live in London. I'm not a fucking, you know, typical Aussie. People are like, you know, fucking drink Fosters, mate. I don't drink that shit. I drink Stella, mate. You know, fuck.
No, yeah, we don't serve Fosters.
Good.
We've got like burgers. Hang on, let me just grab a menu.
You got like fucking organic cheese, because, like, you know, fucking don't eat that in that fucking
plastic
shit. We
don't have organic cheese, no.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. You know what I mean, though, right? I just don't want to go to a typical Aussie place where, you know, fucking there's just a bunch of dickheads. Like, you know, me and the missus, we're fucking cultured.
It's not really Australian at all, to be honest.
Fuck.
I think you'll be all right.
Hang on, I'm just going to go take a shit. The missus wants to talk to you for a sec. Hang on, wait a sec.
Sorry. Hi, so sorry. It's just because I came there one time and there was a lot of Australians and South Africans. Is that not right?
No.
Do you not allow them in?
No, we do.
You don't let them in?
We do. Don't have that many, to be honest. It's just kind of a normal pub.
It's just a normal pub. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, if we could sort of cut a deal where you don't let Australians and South Africans in, and sort of when I come with my husband, you know, you just don't let him in. Could we do that?
We don't have any door staff.
You
so
don't
I don't
have
think
any
that can
door
really
staff.
Happen.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. You wouldn't help me out. Just, no, just to sort of if I walked in with him.
You sort of just say no, Australians. You don't really have enough
stuff. You don't. You couldn't make that happen. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, he's calling me. Yeah, I'm coming. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay.
I've got to go now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Babe, have you got my L'Oreal moisturizer, babe? Because the other one will fucking nap your ashes back, eh? Hey, fucking you. I think that went quite well.
So
that went really well. Proving Australia's culture, Maddie Anholt.
Didn't we really at all, though, did
I think we did. 17th century history. What kind of quiz? That would be a great quiz.
I think it was more about, like, relationships and... Oh, yeah.
Good times, good times. Just us girls. Hey, we've run out of pina colada. How can we celebrate my one-year party without more pina colada or something like that?
Yeah. Is anyone near Fubar Radio that can drop off some alcohol, please?
Maybe. It should be. Hey, I'm coming up next. Very excited about this. You've got a pretty amazing story about something that's about to happen to condom vending machines. Yeah. It's going to blow your mind. But first, we're going to play another tune that you picked by Monica. Don't take it personal. Mm. Why did you pick this one?
It's just a freaking tune. I actually just heard it when I was cycling the other day and I was like, yeah, man.
Definitely going to play that on FUBAR.
Yeah.
Hey, love it. It's Tuesday Roundup.
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal. Trust me, please.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you and Maddie Ann Hopp filling in for Doc Brown. And we're going to catch up with Doc in around about half an hour and find out what he's up to. And also we've got Pete from Pimlico, our mate. He's going to be doing a rap about anything very shortly around that time as well. So we've got a couple of surprises around about that time. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
You have to open the Haribo soon.
Oh, yeah, of course. Absolutely. 100% can do that right now.
Party
on my 1 year anniversary birthday party. Do you want one? Do you want a Haribo?
Yeah, cool. Let's go. Let's eat some pig insides, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay.
Here we go. I'm going to get one too. And we do have a couple of drinks coming on the way as well, which is nice. So this is a pretty interesting story.
Yeah.
You said this one. You're like, Hugh, I need to tell you something. It's going to fucking blow your mind. That's a perfect day for
you. I saw this. First of all, the name, right? The Johnny B. Good vending machine has been installed in a London pub in Victoria, and it will only dispense condoms to those who can prove that they're sober. This is fucking ingenious, right?
Wow.
So you have to blow into a machine,
and
it is a breathalyzer, and if you're below the limit, then it will dispense a free condom.
Oh, I thought it would be the other way around. Hang on, well, you are way too straight to have sex with someone that you're going to regret, mate.
It should be. Yeah, so the initiative is being trialled at the Brass Monkey Pub in Victoria, but it has the possibility of a nationwide rollout. It comes as a survey revealed that a third of people admit they don't have the confidence to sleep with someone for the first time when completely sober.
Yeah.
Can relate,
100%.
It also found 73% of British singles find alcohol makes a date easier. Ovs.
And people sexier.
Yeah,
and people sexier. All sorts of, yeah.
Yeah. With 10% having a tipple on every day. I would have thought it was more than that. And, oh, right, and 58% of them involving alcohol.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, what else should breathalyzers be installed into?
Well, I think like if it's going to be sort of alcohol and sex related things, definitely like the texting and calling your ex.
Oh my god, yeah.
Calling your ex, you need a breathalyzer for that.
Yeah, because I've seen things on the internet about this, like, aha, wouldn't it be funny if there was a breathalyzer installed into your phone to stop you making stupid decisions?
Yeah.
But it hasn't been, the Apple hasn't done it.
No.
Which is foolish.
Yeah.
But it should be like at a certain point of the night. Even whatever day of the week it is, gets to like maybe, I don't know, 9 o'clock.
Mm.
And you just have to, whenever you go on text for a certain number, you set the number.
Yeah.
You just blow into the side of your phone. I'm going to demonstrate.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then it says, no, you're too pissed, don't text.
Fuck, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a great idea. What about this one? You maybe can set a limit on how much you can spend on your like credit card or bank card or something
100%.
Like that. So then you get to a certain limit and then it's like, oh, I'm going to do shots for everyone. Mm. That's it. I'm going to buy a limousine or something want and then something.
Yeah, and that should apply to like eBay accounts, Amazon accounts.
Oh, shopping, drunk shopping. Yeah. That's a big one too, isn't it?
Huge
one. Because like, I know I'm not a massive like online shopper, but I know a lot, heaps of people are. And the biggest one, they always go like, people just don't even remember, like stuff turns up.
Yeah.
Really? I bought an inflatable giraffe? I mean, fuck, I need it, but like,
I know, drunk
I don't remember buying that.
Yeah. Like, you know, drunk you buy a Nicolas Cage, you know, pillow, which actually would be fucking brilliant.
A Nicolas Cage pillow.
That would be fucking brilliant.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So maybe we should get some tweets and emails from people who think, what is something that you've done that you regretted once whilst drunk and you wish there had been a breathalyzer installed on the app or the device that you were using to stop you from doing it?
Yeah, 100%. I like. In fact, we can even do it for this segment.
Oh, hell no!
Like where you're going with that, Maddie. We can use this for our segment to legalise it and we can ban things. So you can even tweet in at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And what do you think a breathalyzer could be used for to ban you from doing? This is a good one.
That's good.
Because what else is there with drunken things? It's usually, what about maybe getting into arguments with friends?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because I got into an argument with a friend at a Christmas party a couple of weeks ago. He is someone I work with and he's, it's the second time he's done it now. He's like lost one of my hats. We were out one time. No. He took my hat off my head because we were both DJing at the same place, and I went down to see him, and he took the DJ off my head and just threw it into the crowd. I was like, man, that was like an 80-pound like fedora.
No, that's not cool.
It's gone. So we were at a Christmas party a few weeks ago, and then he we were on the Dodgem cars at Winter Wonderland. I wonder how long it was going to take without your help to spit that out. But we were on the Dodgem cars, and then he took my beanie off my head, which was like a 30-40 quid beanie, and threw it, and then it was gone. Someone, I don't know, was just lost in the crowd of...
No.
So me and him, we were really drunk, and I was like, that's it. I've had enough. Fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. And I got really upset at him, and like, you know, was...
Is your friendship worth more than those two hats put together?
Definitely, yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, close. Close, yeah.
Because I would be pissed off.
Yeah.
If someone that did that to... Well, especially if someone did that to something I was wearing, just like took... unzipped dress or something. You're like, woo!
What about if you could have a breathalyzer to ban you from seeing certain people? Because you know, like, you know, if you just have a bit of a casual shag that you're like,
yeah,
not really.
What would it be installed in your front door?
Maybe maybe your knickers or something like that. You can't get your knickers off without. No, that sounds weird. Wherever that was going.
We should stop that one.
I like this. All right, tweet in. What do you think a breathalyzer could be come in handy to ban you from doing certain things? And we will ban it for you for illegalize it. And again, that Twitter is @FUBARRadio or email hd@FUBARRadio.com. And we'll get your feedback up soon. Here's Disclosure. It's Magnets featuring Lord of FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
Felt bad about it as we drank deep from the light, 'cause I felt melting magnets, babe, the second I saw you through half shut eyes. Smoke and sunset off Mulholland, he was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl, she your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Never really thought we would make it. We'd be thinking about what could have been. But we've had a record summer, can't turn it down. Oh, now I don't wanna see the end begin. Smoke and sunset off Mulholland, he was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl, she your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Oh, dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. 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 Let's embrace the point of no return.
Yo,
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph, Maddie Ann Hot with you. She's filling in for Doc Brown. Hey, you were just saying then you are a little nervous because you said that you had a...
Stop it.
You used to have a crush on Doc.
Stop it, man.
And we are talking to him in about 20 minutes.
Stop already.
And you're worried I'm going to say something, aren't you?
Yeah, but you're not because you're a friend of mine and you wouldn't do that to me.
I wouldn't, would I?
Because I definitely wouldn't throw your hat into an audience, Hugh. So just know that.
I don't think you would. Or would you?
Not that one you're wearing because I really respect that one.
Really? You like this one? My white beanie.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice because it kind of bridges chav and kind of like hipster.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a hipster chav. Oh,
it's really sweet.
That's kind of what I was going for, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted people to go, oh, he's trendy but might have a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
when I walked past you earlier, I thought, shit.
Yeah, that girl is ugly. Oh, it's Huey. Oh, he's got a beard.
Talking to Johnny from AKA Johnny I know.
Yeah.
And then you walked past, I thought, damn.
Yeah. Johnny. Hey, Arnell. Hey, good guys. Hey,
good guys.
Hey, and we've just been chatting about this is very, very interesting. A new trial of a condom vending machine in London where they're putting a breathalyzer on it to decide whether you. Now, it's, also, I was just thinking as well, is that really a good idea? Because isn't that just going to make people more likely to have unprotected sex?
Yeah, and also, can I just say something from an OCD perspective, which I am slightly in terms of cleaning? Do they have a new mouthpiece? Every time, like, because if you're really pissed, you just suck on that thing.
Yeah, oh god.
And there would be so many germs.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Do they have a? I kind of want to go to this pub just to see.
Yeah.
Because do they have? I don't know. And also, it was featured in some national paper, so now everyone's going
to
be going there
to go and see it. Yeah, of course.
So yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd do that. I just don't know. It's creepy.
Should we go after the show?
I think we should go after the show. I do like this, though. What else do you reckon a breathalyzer would be good to have to stop you from doing when you're drunk?
Because no, I don't know. I was going to say something about, like, some, like, outfits that you wear. So, ooh, do you know what I mean? Like, because sometimes you're pissed and you're, like, maybe you do some pre-drinking and you're like, hey, I'm going to go out, save some money, pre-drink. And then when you've had a bit to drink, you're like, hey, it's not freezing cold out there. Let me put on these, hot pants and boob tube.
Yeah.
This is what you said last week you wore, didn't you?
Yes, it's very true. It's very, very true. Thank you.
That's
why I got a cold.
Yeah.
Why I got a cold.
So all of that. So maybe, like, something connected with, I don't know, like if you're really rich, you could put it on a wardrobe or something.
Yeah.
Are you making a sensible, straight, clear-headed decision about what your outfit choice for tonight?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think that's a really good. I'd definitely be guilty of that. Or certain things. Or what about like songs?
You know,
like
yeah.
There's someone, even a friend of mine, I've been hanging out with for the last couple of years, who whenever they get really drunk, always put on, doesn't matter what the party is or something like that, they'll always try to hijack it and put on Glory Box by Portishead.
Oh, yeah. Which,
don't get me wrong,
which is a
tune, but like, you know, when you've got people like trying to dance and stuff like that, and someone sit in and then they cry and do it really dramatic. I'm so tired. I was like, oh, fucking not again. Jesus!
I've heard that. That song was in, like, the first show I ever put on in London.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it was a show I took to Edinburgh, actually, and by the end of that month, fuck, I can now hear that song again.
I know.
And it was the bit in the show that's meant to be, like, she's pissed on stage doing a whole sexy dance. Fucking by the end of it, I was like, kill me. But yeah, that's a great one. Songs. Of music, so outfit.
Yeah.
Who you should text or not text. Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Do you know you, like, you try
it's
and censor. Well, you censor yourself, don't you? Because, like, you put on your phone. Do you do the thing of writing some people's names, like, do not text this person?
Do you? No, I've never done that.
I've got five in my phone book.
Oh.
Whoever they are, do not text this person.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't stop you. You're just like, wait, I can't search for their name. What is it?
Yeah.
Daniel? Do not text this person. Oh, this is it.
That is the worst thing. And then there's always like that sinking feeling when you wake up the next day, especially when you get a message from them and you're like, what the fuck is that dickhead messaging me for? And then you see previous message. Oh, just declared my love. Oh, that would
Am
be
Am I
why.
Married? Oh.
That would be why. I was sort of seeing someone, partway through last year. And then they don't live here anymore. They live in another country now. But I had just been... I had to actually say to them, look, I'm really sorry, but, like, you know, shit didn't work out with us. I need to delete your Facebook.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way I can really contact you now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have been waking up and going, oh, my days, what messages have I been sending?
shit. You know, literally just, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I just need, we need a break. Is that bad though? Is that bad that I've deleted them? They understood.
No,
they understood.
100%. In terms of, like, if you're breaking up with someone, that is what you should be the first thing that you do.
Yeah.
Is get rid of their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram, unfollow, all of that.
Yeah.
100%.
Don't you think so? Because it just pulls you back in anyway.
Yeah, you're like,
you're seeing them and like, and they're always doing their best, even though they're really sad, they're doing their best to just look as happy as possible to rub it in your face.
Look
how fit I am now. Look how sexy I am.
All of that, man. That's why I'm not on Facebook anymore. Yeah.
That's what I do. Are you not on Facebook?
Well, I got an account. I just don't really use it.
Yeah, right.
Because I banned myself from it. And I'm so much happier without it.
Yeah.
So much. That's what we should have talked about today.
I know.
There was a whole study that just came out that said about somebody went off Facebook for 90 days and they were the happiest they've ever been. This whole clinical research thing.
It's terrifying, man. I mean, think like the national. The average of people that just generally check their Facebook. It's something like 80 or 90 Jesus. Times a day.
But you like
without even thinking about it, just checking it.
Like you get up and it's your first instinct thing. You'll pick up your phone. So yeah. I'm the same. Like the first thing I do when I wake up.
Yeah, I do. I want to know how many likes have I got on my new profile pic.
Yeah,
God, it's such a good interesting angle. No filter either. I want to know how many likes I got.
Oh, hashtag no filter.
Yeah, green living.
Yeah. Hashtag vegan but not vegan.
Vegan but not vegan.
But could be vegan. You're not vegan because you're just eating Haribo.
Oh, really? Yeah. I am vegetarian though. Is that bad?
Does that make well, the amount of like bones.
Oh, it's got meat in it. What have you just done? You just gave a vegetarian meat on their first birthday, you sick woman. What is wrong with you?
No, but there will be like bones and shit in this, won't there?
Oh, God.
It's gelatin.
Is it lips and arseholes? Yeah, right. Yay!
There's something like in one piece of ham, there's like 5 different pigs.
Oh,
someone told me.
Happy birthday to me. You're having the best time. Meat free cake, please. I'd really appreciate. Get your tweets in at Foobar Radio. Email hd@foobarradio.com. Just like the vending machine we've been chatting about that has now put a breathalyzer on it to ban you buying condoms if you're too drunk. We want to know what else you think would be a good thing to have a breathalyzer on to ban you from doing. And we'll ban it right here. For legalise it. We're not too far away from having Doc Brown on the line. Can't wait.
Stop it.
Stop. How are you feeling about that? You feeling okay
I'm
about that?
Good. I just checked my hair. I don't know why.
On radio.
Stop it. I'm very happily in a relationship. I'm not interested.
Are you really? Are you in a relationship now?
I'm not doing this now.
Oh, Maddie. Well, you will be. You will be very, very, very soon.
I'm not a homewrecker.
Yeah, we've also got a Pete from Pimlico who's going to be doing rap about anything as well. So don't go anywhere on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
These are the 20 most bizarre insults from around the world.
Boom Chandai.
That's definitely somewhere in Asia.
Malaysia.
We need to make a UK slang word out of that.
Fuck off, you little Boom Chandai. Move from me, little Boom Chandai, fam. Idiot thing that blood. Boom Chandai.
Boom Chandai. Boom Chandai. Their man are just Boom Chandai. Boom Chandai. Boom Chandai. Their man are just Boom Chandai. My man's just a big rude boy. Their man are just Boom Chandai. They do shit I just don't enjoy. Their man are just Boom Chandai.
Yes!
But get me.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's the one. Oi. How did he not find a baggie with his hand in my shoe? Way too close for me. Oh well, at least they allowed me through. Should be a good night in here. Ramo in the main room. People keep pushing me though. No reception on the phone. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
They said they'd be here, they said. I said in the corner. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
These look well speckled. A bit green and blue. Freeze is well cheap though, so I'll take 3 if I need to. Right, I'm on a plan. I wish the bouncers would go away. Borrow water off this man. Here goes nothing, okay? And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Oh, that's proper rain. That tastes like hairspray. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by. Then walking off into the night.
I hate coming to the entrance just to get bars on my phone. You have no new messages, so why haven't they phoned? Men, you write message, so where are you and Simone? Send message, Dan's number, where have they gone? and I'm thinking,
lights are blind in my eyes.
Why's the message pending? Where the fuck are you? And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Brandy or beer? Water's a good idea. I wish that bar lady would appear and come serve over here. Where the fuck could they be? Still not over in the corner. This night's a tragedy. I keep thinking I saw her, and I'm thinking,
lights are blind in my eyes.
No, that's not them. That's not them either. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
I'm still not feeling anything. This has got to be a dub. It's been ages since I necked it. I smoked 6 tabs to the knob. Belly's not even tingling. I just feel a bit pissed. No one looks like mingling. I can't see her or him. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
I'm gonna do another, I think. Yeah, one more, these are shit. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
These toilets are a piss tape. Queue's bigger than the door. Gotta get rid of this pill taste. What are they chatting so much for? Glad I'm not a girl in this place. They'll be here till dawn. Sure, my belly's tingling a bit. Something's happening, I'm sure. And I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
Maybe I shouldn't have done the second one. I feel all fidgety and warm.
People pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Everything in the room's spinning. I think I'm gonna fall down. My heart's beating too quick. I'm fucking tripping out. I wonder whether they got in. Turned away, no doubt. Who cares? This is a tune coming in. That one noise is like, I'm thinking,
lights are blinding my eyes.
My eyes are rolling back. I'm rubbing my thighs with my hand. And I'm thinking,
people pushing by, then walking off into the night.
Yeah, yeah, they cheer. Can they see my hand in the air? I need to wave them over here. I swear Simone's kissing Dan. My head's twisted severe. Bodies rushing everywhere. They could have texted me when they were near, but I'm fucked and I don't care.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
What was I thinking about? Oh, who cares?
People pushing by,
totally fucking,
then walking off into the night.
Stand. This is fucking amazing.
Absolute tune. The Streets, Blinded by the Lights, as chosen by Maddie Ann Hott, who is joining me on the Tuesday roundup, filling in for Doc Brown.
Thanks for playing that, man. I haven't heard it in ages.
That was a very, very good choice.
Thank you.
How did you go when you, because we do ask people when they come in to pick 4 or 5 songs that they want to play. Did you just go randomly, just first things that come to my head, or?
Yeah, first things that come to my head. But I'm constantly listening to music, constantly. Yeah. And I cycle, like, at 5 miles in the morning and 5 miles in the evening, so you can get a lot of music in that time.
Damn, how long is it? I'm not a big cyclist. How long does 5 miles take you?
Not that long, like 25 minutes.
Okay. All right. So it's still a decent one, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's enough to listen to.
I'm quite a good cyclist.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good.
But I was going to tell you, maybe I'll tell you this off air and see if I can say it on air.
No, you can't now. It's going to be too intriguing for people. You have to say it now. People listening will be like, oh my God, what was she going to say? It can't be cruel.
So the other day I was cycling and it was really cold. Normally I've got like a full cycling face thing that I wear, but I couldn't find it in the morning. So I had like a pashmina. And I was cycling and I've been cycling for 10 years in London, right? And I'm the good cyclist that stops at red lights and whatever.
Gotcha.
So I was cycling in between. There was a parked up 4x4 and like just a car on one side, and I was in between the two, and the car was just like going right into me. Like, I was thinking, if this guy doesn't move out, he's gonna squash me between the other cars. So anyway, I looked over and the guy was texting, so I knocked on his window He dropped his phone and he drove off. Anyway, up the road, I realised this guy's pulled his car across the road. He's got out. He's pointing his finger towards me. He's storming towards me. And I've got this pashmina wrapped over my face. And he goes, "What the fuck did you knock on my window for?" I said, "Oh, you were texting, mate. So you were going to squash me between the two cars." He went, "You fucking dirty Muslim."
Oh,
I went,
oh, that
you
is fucked
dickhead.
Up. What a horrible
you
human being.
You dickhead. But you do encounter, normally people are nice when you're a cyclist, but every now and again,
what an idiot.
You get fucking idiots.
You know
what,
and you can trust a stupid, ignorant dickhead to say something like that when it is someone defending themselves for texting while they're driving and nearly knocking a cyclist over.
I know.
Oh, you dickhead.
Dickhead.
You're a dickhead.
I've got a couple of really amazing.
This is great.
I'm just going to pick these two, right?
Because we are doing a legalise it right now, giving you the chance to ban things. And we've been chatting about a great story about a London pub who putting a breathalyzer on their condom vending machine to decide. I guess I'm assuming they're trying to help people just decide whether it's a good idea to shag someone or not. But whether or not it might just make people have unprotected sex, we don't know.
Yeah, that's the question, right? So anyway, so Terry Luton, yes. Has said, people should be breathalyzed to stop wearing bootcut jeans. You're obviously well pissed in the head if you wear them.
Banned. That is brilliant. Well pissed in the head. How much of an amazing saying is that? Well pissed in the head.
And this one says, ban people who have the nickname Spud or use the word dude. That's from
Spud
Peter.
Spud or dude? See, you can ban it. It's not about, it's about
I might have used the word dude in this.
I do. How do you use a breathalyzer for banning someone to use the word dude?
Peter, explain. Someone's tweeted me personally and said, I think that's what they're talking about. They said texting. Like banned texting?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about when you're walking and looking down and you're texting, then 100%.
I've started scaring people. Because people just when they're walking down the street, they literally, they're coming for you. You can see they're leaning. They're literally just on their phones. So I just go right up in front of them and just go, boo. nothing too full. I just make them, they look up and they go, oh, fuck. Yeah. It's so much fun.
I just let them walk into me.
Do you?
And go, oh my God, oh God, no.
My hip, my back of my hip, 50,000, my neck. Oh, yeah. Love that.
That's good.
Have we got any others or is that it?
No, I'm getting really anxious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, because we're not far off now.
No, stop it though. You're a friend of mine, Hugh, and I don't want you to embarrass me.
We've got a last one here from Craig as well. Craig has tweeted us saying, people should be breathalyzed before they go to buy that dirty kebab at the end of the night that they always regret the next morning.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good really one, good. But it is also that is the perfect time for a dirty kebab. So it's a bit of a tough one, but you do quite often wake up with half of it down the side of your bed and feeling like shit.
I haven't done that in a long, long time. Ever since I saw in Tooting, and I was in a kebab shop a couple of years ago, and there was a lot of drunk people in the shop, and this is no word of a lie, I saw, the big things of meat that turn around?
Yeah.
I saw a mouse or a rat run all the way around the side, absolutely having the time of its life, stop at the top, have a little nibble, and then just hop off. Nothing. Nothing. Surf down, I thought. Nah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Are you alright? Yeah. Did you just vomit?
I just vomited a bit in my mouth. That is bad. That is really disgusting. That's really disgusting. You can keep your tweets coming in if you want at Foobar Radio. Email hd@foobarradio.com or asking what do you think breathalyzers should be used to ban outside of driving your car, now buying condoms late at night. What else?
Yeah.
We still got a bit of time to get your tweets up. Hey, up next, I think we've got Doc Brown is going to join us. And because it's also his 1 year anniversary as well. Because me, him, and Sarah Love started here a year ago together, even though we do different shows now. Sarah would have celebrated her 1 year yesterday on the hip hop show.
That's cool.
So we'll get Doc Brown up next, and then we've got to rap about anything. And the person, we can't say anything about Pete from Pimlico just yet, in case he's listening. But we've got a little surprise for him. It's coming up next on Fever.
No matter what I show them, it seems I always end up misunderstood. No matter my intention, no, they gotta say I'm up to no good. I ain't even mad. Why would I be mad? It's all alright. It's all alright with me.
The kids don't wanna turn down. They're with a bad chick, hoping she ain't fertile. I got two kids, maybe I'm the third child. I just put the work in, hoping that it works out. See, I got two at the
the same time I'm the. She just drop it down till she can't go low. Sick and tired of being sick and tired out front. When I drop, growing over life I grow. Say they got ice, but it must be car door. When you're living sky high, you design your own floors. Running by my ride, holding on the car door. Slip it into gear five while I got the push for. Rappers sold less, claiming that they know more. Do they call fan base, even wanna encore? Had a Cuban link, had to take my chain off. Should be looking at me funny every time I take off. Hey.
No matter what I tell them, seems I always end up misunderstood. No matter my intention, no, they gotta say some up to no good. I ain't even mad. Why would I be mad? It's all alright. It's all alright with me.
The kids don't wanna work now. The student loan got them feeling it would work out. They even told me on the low, they prefer loud. They just turn up till they're floating with them fur clouds. See my nieces on fleek and in love with Coco. But 4 years ago, she was singing Don't Go. Said she wants a watch from her favorite uncle. Michael Kors left the G-Shop, where the time go? Had to ask if she knows something I don't. Had the longest conversation on the shortest drive home. Said she sees what I'm saying, staring in her iPhone. Yeah, she didn't get the message, but they weren't a typo. Lord have mercy, you see the God in me. Probably never let me fly economy. I never had a better dream when I was asleep. I guess the ox in me really wants to top the league. I'ma keep gunning.
No matter what I tell them, seems keep I running. Always end up misunderstood. No matter my intention, no, they gotta say some up to no good. I ain't even mad, no. Why would I be mad? It's all alright. It's all alright with me.
Every day I make a prayer. Make sure I'm well. I'ma make my own well. No sleep, I'ma stay up. Every day I make a prayer. Lord, make sure I'm well. I'ma make my own well. No sleep, I'ma stay up.
Wretch 32, all right, with me featuring Anne-Marie on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh Joseph with you. We got the lovely, super talented, wonderful Maddie Anholt filling in for Doc Brown. But why just have her filling in for Doc Brown? Well, we could also have Doc Brown on the line. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. It's good to chat to you, mate.
Oh, I've got... And you?
What have you got?
What's going...
Crabs.
Oh, no, I was just going to say...
5 pounds, I just found.
You can hear yourself, like... on the
echo.
Some kind of infinite loop, but it's gone now.
Oh, what
I
a
can
shame.
Just hear you. Yeah, well, or maybe I'm losing my mind. I don't know.
It's probably a healthy balance of all three or four. I wasn't counting. Hey, I do need to say something to you. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we have been having a little party today on the show. But today is officially 1 year to the dot that you, me, and Sarah all started here on FUBAR.
That's incredible, man. It's been such an amazing, eventful year wherein I've very rarely been on the show that I started a year ago at all. And it's almost poetic that on the annual anniversary that I'm also not here.
I know.
So, yeah, nice. Yeah.
It's true. When it was you, me, and Sarah doing the show, it was I think out of the 6 months or something that we did it, I think we probably did about 8 shows together, didn't we? All three of us.
Yeah, God. What are you going to do, you know? We're people in demand.
It's tough. Where are you? Where are you away? Where are you? Tell us. What's going
Why
on?
Are you? Why are you?
Why are you, Doc?
Yeah, I'm just in between this Sheffield shoot. So I'm shooting this thing in London called Taskmaster, where I have to go and do like ridiculous tasks for Greg Davis, try and please him as kind of like some kind of overlord situation.
Nice. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I tell you what, can we want to find out more about that, and there's something else I need to tell you as well. But can you just hold tight for a minute on the line?
Of course.
Do not go anywhere. We've got a very, very good friend of the show joining us right now, our main man, Pete from Pimlico. Hello, mate.
Hey, guys. Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, how's it going, blood?
Hey, Aussie Pete from Pimlico. Aussie, is it Pete from Shepherd's Bush today?
No, I was in Pimlico.
Yeah, but if you're going to do Australian, you've got to be from either
Clapham or Shepherd's Bush. Yeah, Shepherd's Bush, yeah, or Bush House.
Yeah. Good man. Hey, so again, thank you very much for filling in for Doc doing Rap About Anything today.
Yeah, man. I like all kinds of bush, you know what I mean, bloody.
Oh, my God.
The eating kind and the smoking kind.
There he is.
Okay. Welcome. Hi. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, of course. Hey. Pete, you haven't met Maddie Anholt, who's filming.
Hey, baby,
filming.
How you doing? Yeah, oh, what's going on?
Holy yeah. Shit.
Oh, God. Holy You're shit. Doing funny things to me.
You sound nice, blood. You're a very lucky man, isn't it? In the studio, yeah? What are you getting up to in the ad breaks, isn't it? Oh, you don't have ad breaks? Yeah, what a shame.
No, that's how quick I am. Yeah. We're still getting enough to
stuff
for
10 about, ad breaks. Don't miss about.
Funny.
Oh, you're a legend. So, word on the grapevine is you're going to be doing Rap About Anything on some Australian tip. Is that right?
That's right, celebrating because it's Australasian Day.
Yes, it is. All right, well, we've got a apparently Better the Devil You Know by Kylie Minogue. It's going to be
right,
instrumental.
I can't wait.
All right, you're late. And then don't go anywhere because we've got a surprise for you after this as well. Pete?
Yeah. All right. I like a surprise.
All right, my legend.
God, man.
All right, my friend. Whenever you're ready, buddy.
I'm ready. Run the VT, blood.
All right, can you hear that?
Yeah. Getting into the groove, innit?
Yeah, do it, buddy.
Australia Day, innit? Spare the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Criminals and strange animals, that's Australia. It's like Austria, but the word's a bit longer. Austria aliens. The animals all got pouches. The criminals hit people on the head and they got ouches. Australia, it produced Wolf Harris, who was a cock. It's also got a big, massive hard rock. It's called Ayers, named after Pam. But the Aborigines called it something different and deny it's made of spam. They got PlayStation, Xbox or Wii. But they got a stick that when they throw it, it comes back to the original Aborigine. Australians, they all got didgeridoos. They stand on their head to poo. Australians, they got spiders that jump out of the bog and bite your asshole. Australians, any successful ones flee. Like Kylie, Guy Pearce, Hugh Josephine and Rod Holland. An EMUE. I ain't never been there cause it's too far. And anyway, there's loads of them serving in me local bar. I've seen sons and daughters, young doctors, cell block H and neighbour. Be careful enough so Australia ask you a favour. Australians, are they animals or are they criminals? I don't know, so I call them criminals. Not criminals.
Oh, Pete, that was fucking epic, mate. That was absolutely epic.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, the back of my head's hurting now.
Yeah. Goosebumps, man.
Oh.
Lord.
That was amazing.
Yeah, well, you're criminal, isn't it, blood? What are you doing to celebrate tonight? Yeah, what are you doing? You're going down the Outback Bar.
Yeah, we are. No, we just did a prank. Me and Maddie and I just did a prank on like the walkabout in a couple of pubs like that. So I think we're just going to do
it. Walkabout, innit? Yeah, and bushwhackers. Yeah, what are you having in there, man? Yeah, you're all celebrating all together. It's a dangerous place to go when it's full of you lot, you know?
hey,
songs and...
Pete, we've got a bit of a surprise for you. We've got a special guest has been listening to critique your rap, Doc Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? You got competition in it, bud?
I'm good. To be honest, I'm retired now, so I just think like
he's lucky, innit?
You know, I think you brought a lot to the table. I mean, it's more spoken word.
I couldn't get into the Kylie. I was enjoying the Kylie too much to actually follow the rhythm of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that would be my biggest critique, really. The backing track is kind of irrelevant because you just
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? With the Coolio Bambaataa. The backing track don't really matter, innit?
Nah, it's like poetry, man. It's like poetry. I think my favorite thing about your performance from start to finish, even before rapping, was slightly nervous laughter you seem to be able to emanate from Maddie there, which is
she's nervous, isn't it? She's right to be nervous.
Well, hey Doc.
Yo.
Do you want to know why there's nervous laughter coming from Maddie?
Idiot, you. Do not, man.
Come on, please. Please.
Fill me in.
Okay. I won't go into too much detail, but you and Maddie have met before at Latitude Festival years and years ago, maybe.
Yes, blood.
Yeah. So, and Maddie, she was like, ooh, he's kind of cute, isn't he? Yeah, she had a little crush on you back then.
Oh, you can't blame the girl. You can't blame her, can you? He's a nice piece, isn't
it? He's definitely put together well. Whoever was behind that.
I'm not a homewrecker, man, thanks, so guys. I'm stepping away.
Yeah.
Very kind.
How are you, man? Top Brown, what's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It's always good to tune in each week and hear you. I'm glad that you become a regular part of the show. You've been on the show more than me. That's the craziest part.
That's right. I'm on the show more than you.
We have to put your name in it.
Yeah,
needs my name in it, blood. Needs it. Well, which one? Puglia Bambata or Pete and Pimlico? Isn't it?
PSP, man. PSP. It rolls off the tongue.
And it kind of sounds a bit like PCP as well. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, so kind of works both ways.
Hey, stay away from that.
Every Tuesday.
Hey, Pete. I don't know if you have been listening today and you are aware, but today is actually the 1 year anniversary since I started here on FUBAR, since Doc started as well. So I guess from both of us as well, you want to just a massive shout to you because you have been a really, really great part of the show. In addition, you've brought heaps to the table.
That's true.
And we love you, Pete. We love you, mate.
We do.
Thanks,
we
lads. Do. Thanks. Thanks, it's great to be a part of the great success, you know what I mean, that is all going all over the universe, you know, with everyone, you know, so it's great to be part of it, as a family, it's a FUBAR family, blood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
Thank you, Pete, well, we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, blood.
Nice to talk to you, Pete.
Next week, blood.
It was an honour.
We work on it, blood.
Yeah. It was an honour, Pete.
With an honor, girl, yeah. See you soon.
See you, legend. Thanks so much, mate. there he goes. Doc. So, yeah, I wasn't trying to make you and Maddie be uncomfortable about that. I just thought it was a funny story. She said it was a long time ago, and it was. But
no,
it's over now. She's really upset at me.
Lovely.
Damn,
no.
It's just what I do. It's what I do.
No, I'm happy.
Yeah, good.
All right, listen. Any attention is good attention these days.
All right, Doc. We'll chat to you very soon, mate. And happy anniversary.
Cheers, bro.
Happy 1 year birthday.
Happy anniversary, my love. Take it easy.
He's a good girl. He's a good girl, at Doc Brown, isn't he?
Yeah.
You really like him. Are you alright? Are you angry at me?
I'm not angry at you. I feel actually like I rested. I put a lot to rest there.
Do you know what I mean?
No, honestly, I do. It's like sometimes, you know, when you, like, if you bump into an ex or something, you know, in my head, Doc and I dated, like, not in his head.
Yeah.
In mine. And now
you know, you can still hear. You can still hear on the other line. Yeah, I didn't actually hang up. I just pulled the line down. Doc, anything you want to say to that? No, he's gone. I'm just taking advantage.
But
now.
Yeah, no, I feel like I can move on with my life.
It's good.
Now, so thank you.
All right, well, we don't have long left of the show. It's gone so quick.
So quick, man. It's been so much fun.
If you want to get any stories in, tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. We're still chatting on crazy kids' birthday party stories. Maybe you went pear-shaped or something amazing happened. And also, we still want to know from you too. There's a new condom machine that is it's now activated by breathalyzer. And we want to know, what else do you think a breathalyzer could be? A very, very good thing to ban. Maddie Ann Holt. And also, we haven't got much longer as well, so I need to find out more stuff about you.
Okay.
All right?
I'm ready.
FUBAR. Tuesday Roundup. Having a great first birthday. Thank you all for the love. Here's Blood Diamond featuring Grimes.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh Joseph, Maddie Ann Holt with you, filling in for Doc Brown.
I'm all right now.
You a bit better?
That's good. Yeah, a bit better. We talked, like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Cops. Popo. My 1 year birthday's gone out of control. Shouldn't have put an open invite
it's
up on Facebook.
The freaking strippers you just invited in, which.
I know.
Are they? Like, yeah.
Well, it was Natalie King, head of production. She came in.
She
does
came in.
Double as a.
She's got sometimes. A banging body.
She does. Oh my God. You'd see her work it, twerk it, break it. I don't know what else to say.
Work it,
weird now.
It.
This is what happens when we have a couple of drinks on air for her first birthday.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm really happy that this is the show I came into.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I've had a really good time.
Have you? It's been so much fun. It's just gone so fast.
Like, the highlight was Doc.
Really?
I'm sorry, but the highlight was Doc.
Or chatting to Doc or confessing that you loved him?
Well,
once upon a time.
I didn't do that. You did.
I did. He'd help.
Yeah. So, know all of it. It's been great. It's
good.
Been fun.
I know, it's so nice. Hey, how about this? My flatmate was telling me last night, I can't divulge too much information because it's kind of, it's about a robbery, but where she worked, and she works for a fashion company,
yeah.
That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
They got robbed, not last night, the night before. So she went into work yesterday, and they're like, oh, we've been robbed, there's all this, blah, blah, blah. So apparently they, whoever had robbed them had taken some computers and some other equipment and stuff like that. So they've been spending the day going through the CCTV with the police,
mm-hmm.
trying to, you know, find any clues and all that stuff. So they're there, they're with all the managers, some of the owners and stuff like that, and the cops, and they're all sitting there. And you see the robbers, they break in. I think there was three of them, she was saying. They two go off and start, like, you know, look, getting the computers organized and stuff and da-da-da. And then there's another guy that they cut back to who is standing in the corner trying on women's clothes on the CCTV, right? And then, so this guy's like, he's trying on women's clothes, like, kind of mucking around, doing a little show for himself. And then one of the other robbers comes running out of a camera view into his view and, like, taps him on the shoulder, points up to the CCTV, right? And the guy's like, oh, shit! And he quickly, like, takes off what he was doing and runs away, and then they rob the place and they bounce.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Fucking amazing. Like, you'd be upset we got robbed. You'd be like, oh my God, that was like the best episode of some, like, shitty robbery.
That's brilliant, man. That's brilliant.
Would pay to have seen that. Pay to see that. That would be so much fun.
Legends. It's almost, it mirrors the Hatton Garden heist, doesn't it?
Oh, what's that? Tell me that.
No, it's a joke. Come on. No, man. It's a joke. See, the joke's just fallen flat. The hat. Wait.
No, I'm so confused. I'm so.
What? You don't know what the Hatton Garden heist was?
No.
Dude.
What?
Dude, they, like, four basically old school Cockney, like, proper, like, what, my darling, up the apples and peas. Like, that's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
all talk like.
Yeah.
And they were probably called Spud, like, somebody emailed in.
So we should ban.
Spud and whatever, I can't remember. And they stole something like, what, like 3.8 million or maybe even more pounds worth of jewellery from Hatton Garden, which is where all the diamonds are. But they did it in, like, the most insane way, where they drilled a hole, like, this bit, like, really small into a wall. And these old, like, quite porky fellas managed to somehow pull off this, like, James Bond-style stunt. I think they got, like, most of them got caught apart from one who's now off in, obviously, like,
yeah.
I don't know, he's yeah. like sunning himself in Marbella or something, isn't he?
14 million apparently, it's got told in my ear.
14 million.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
What's, hang on, was this recently though? Was this like yeah. kind of like, this was like kind of middle, early last year?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I think I do remember it, yeah. yeah. But they got, yeah.
But we just recently, they were, I think they got, like, their phones tapped or something, and they were in the pub like, oh my God, my darling, we got away with it, didn't we? It's all hidden underneath my dad's grave, and that's where it was, hidden underneath his dad's. They'd, like, moved a headstone.
Oh shit.
Put a load of jewellery in there. Fucking
oh,
legends,
God.
Man.
Because I do love those really, really dumb criminal stories.
No, but they were legend. That's not even dumb.
That's
like,
not
they
dumb.
Were clever, man.
Clever, but, like, how dumb to, like, get caught like that when you've been that fastidious about doing such an amazing crime.
Good use of the word.
Thank you.
That's
was it?
Right.
Was it? Yes!
Yes!
Year 9 pass high school. Boom! Because there's another story I've seen a little while ago. Was about a guy who broke into a car, stole the stereo and stuff, but there was a little camera in the car. It was like a ute, a truck. Or something like that,
yeah.
whatever. So there's a little camera, and the guy literally had his name and his date of birth tattooed on his neck, like a neck tattoo.
Right? And they were like, okay, I caught him pretty fucking easily.
But then if you were the guy investigating that, you'd be like, you wouldn't say that, would you? You'd be like, yeah, so what I did was some really like some forensic work, and via his little bit of spit that I found on the handbrake.
Exactly, yeah.
And you wouldn't be like, yeah, yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Tough crime, isn't it? Yeah.
I solved that case. Yeah, yeah, it was tough, but I did it. Oh, oh, legends. Good. It's good to be a criminal.
And another one about is a trio of robbers. They held up a couple in the home, which is terrible, terrible, real horrible thing to have to go through. Mm. But apparently, and it makes it even worse because they literally held up a couple. Mm. But 2 hours later, one of the dudes went back and knocked on the door and asked the girl out. And she like recognised his voice straight away.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, actually went back and asked her out, and she was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, is this for real? Oh, I don't really know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then anyway, so she was like very, very casual about the whole thing, called the cops while he was kind of floating around.
Oh, did I tell you my, have we got time? I'll tell you my story.
Oh, my God,
really
please.
Quick. So a couple of years ago, I was stupidly walking down the road with my mobile phone in one hand, and I was like buying stamps or something, like old school, back in the 90s. But was buying stamps. I had a £20 note and my phone, and I was walking down the road, felt someone on the side of me, looked round, and it was like a 17-year-old on his bike. I was like, shit, this guy's going to take my phone. On the other side was like a 17-year-old on his bike. They grabbed my phone, took it off me, tried to get my handbag, but I like lay on the floor.
Oh,
they gave me a swift little kick and ran off and cycled off. I ran after them, right? Couldn't get them. Anyway, like a couple of hours later, called the police, whatever. Two, three, four hours later, was walking back, I think, towards my house. I think I'd been at the station or something. There was a couple in front of me. The girl was on her phone, looked at this guy cycling towards me, and I was like, shit, that's the guy who just took my phone. He did the same thing to the girl, took her phone, but her boyfriend was this huge guy. The guy grabbed this thief's arm, and then on the other side of the road was an unmarked police car who saw it all happen, pulled over in front of me, got the guy and arrested the guy.
Holy
and I was like,
crap.
What are the chances of this happening in front of me?
Oh, my dad, that sounds terrible, though. Like, they kicked you. Were you all right? Oh, that's really, really messed
up.
Yeah,
I was all right.
You poor darling. Yeah, I'm going to come give you a hug.
Okay. I mean, this was some years ago, so.
Dude, I don't care.
He's coming.
That shit's gone.
No, thanks.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
You
put
out today, I'll fuck him up.
I think they're probably in jail now. Poor bastards.
Yeah,
they're probably the ones who did the Hatton Garden heist.
Hang on,
I don't think you got the wrong headphones on.
That's what happens when you have a...
We're having a ball here, man. Anything's going to happen this last 7 minutes.
It is my first birthday, and it has been very, very nice.
It's been great, man. We've had such good...
We didn't do face painting, though, because you used to be a children's entertainer, and you said you were going... It was my first birthday. You said you were going to do some sort of face painting.
Yeah, but the only thing I was presented with was a... something like a Barry M or something eyeliner, which the conversation was, it is really fucking hard to get off your face.
Oh, yes, you do me a favour.
Well, the only thing I could do is just, I'm really fierce at doing a winged eyeliner.
Yeah.
As I'm modelling right now, I could give you a really good winged eyeliner.
Yeah?
But
all right, come on, let's do it. I'm going to play a little bit of a song as chosen by Natalie King, a senior producer, boss lady here, because she loves Neighbours and Angry Anderson, apparently. So for Australia Day, she's going to play a little bit of it. And then Maddie's got about 2 minutes to quickly do children's face painting on me.
With one eyeliner.
And then we're going to wrap up the show and we'll tweet the photo as well. It's going to be amazing. Okay. Yeah, FUBAR. So choose our roundup.
Yeah.
Now, you may or may not remember, but this is the song that played during Scott and Charlene's wedding on Neighbours. Angry Anderson, suddenly, few tears. Maddie Ann Hart, you succeeded in your previous career.
Thank you.
As a children's entertainer. You have painted my face.
Yeah, I used what I had, which is one black eyeliner.
I
made
good.
You like a devil cat.
A devil cat.
But with fucking hot winged eyeliner.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel alive.
You look insanely good, man.
We're going to tweet that up, put that up on our FUBAR Radio Twitter. Talking about Twitter, we did have one more thing coming for what you want banned. What do you think a breathalyzer should be used to ban?
So Stephen Tree says social media. Agreed.
Definitely.
Agreed.
100%.
Yes,
I did. I just delete people. So I think it's the cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Don't stop yourself doing it. Just delete people off your Facebook. Mm-hmm. Hey, Maddie Anhalt, that's it. We've got 15 seconds left. I've loved having you filling in for Doc Brown. It's been amazing.
It's been so good. Thank you for having me. Happy anniversary.
And I'm going to MaddieAnhalt.com, I believe is the address.
Correct. At Maddie_Anhalt. All them things.
We love you. See you on Friday. See you next week. Bye. Bye.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.